It's such a pleasure to have in the BookNotes studio Eric D. Goodman, welcoming him back for a new publication coming out, again with Apprentice House Press. This is called Wrecks and Ruins, and its launch date is Tuesday, April 19th. Welcome back, Eric. It's great to see you in person.
Thank you, Judith. Thanks for having me back.
So I've seen Wrecks and Ruins described as an anti-love story. How do you feel about that classification?
I think that's somewhat accurate. I kind of like to add to that that it's an anti-love story that corrects itself in the end. So we have a character who kind of has this philosophy that long-lasting relationships don't exist as far as romantic relationships, and he tends to come to a better understanding of that by the end of the novel.
What is so interesting about your writing is how every protagonist that you approach seems really quite different. And that leads one back to, you know, this dictum of write what you know. And of course, we can only write from our own perspective, what we've experienced or what we've learned or what we've acquired in some way. So what is there of you in this character, given that you've had this long and very stable marriage?
That's a good question. I think that this is a completely fictional character and story. None of that has happened to me. But I think all fiction, at least for me, has some element of reality in it. So things in it are real. Places that are featured in it are places I've been and wanted to kind of document. Bits of dialogue, character traits, situations, some of those things are put in, but of course in a fictional way. I think by interacting character traits from different people, you're able to blend that into what's really fiction, but also reality.
Give us a little taste, then, of Wrecks and Ruins, please, Eric.
Okay, I'll just read a short passage here. How a collection begins. Sometimes, things that normally do not belong together, when forced into close proximity, result in collaborations of unique beauty. Like the shuffling of notes into a song that makes the light hairs on an attentive listener's arm stand on end. Like the meeting of heat, fuel, and oxygen into a wooden row house that bursts into glorious flame and lights an otherwise lightless night. The rolling of words into lines that form a poem to send chills up and down a reader's spine. Or two vehicles at a faulty lighted intersection colliding, twisting together into one metallic sculpture worthy of display in a museum of modern art. The freeze-thaw frost wedging and erosion over millions of years that result in majestic rock formations, such as the hoodoos of Bryce Canyon. Or, like the joining of two broken people who discover that they are better off as a couple than as individual loners. Cicada husks, ticket stubs, hood ornaments, elongated coins, crushed toys, shattered dishes, photographs and memories. These were the fragments that filled out Stewart's jagged life as an adult.
What an encapsulation of the roller coaster ride that we have. This is a wonderful book, and I can speak from experience. I have read it. It's called Wrecks and Ruins. It's coming out with Apprentice House Press on April 19th. It's the latest work from Eric D. Goodman, and you can find out more at his website, ericdgoodman.com. It's always such a gift and a pleasure to talk to you, Eric. Thanks so much.
Thank you very much, Judith. It's great to see you again.